Low-income students around the world who might have little hope of a higher education are turning to a new place for its low-cost courses. It's called University of the People. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports that this tuition-free online university is becoming popular here in the United States among undocumented immigrants.
It's been 10 years since Miguel Angel Cruz entered the U.S. illegally from Mexico. The tall, gangly 27-year-old settled near Tampa, Florida, learned English, and earned his GED. His dream of going to college, though, was just that, a dream, until he started searching online.
And I was Googling cheaper universities when I could maybe go. I found the University of the People.
Miguel Angel had never heard of the school, but he didn't think he had anything to lose except the $50 non-refundable admission fee. So he enrolled in the school's business administration course.
Last night, I was trying to keep up with the reading. We're looking at the textbook about organizational behavior.
Every evening at dusk, Miguel Angel sits at the kitchen table in the small trailer he shares with his father and works on his assignments. A similar course at the University of South Florida near his home would have cost him $700 to $1,100.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty expensive. I didn't have the money and I didn't have the legal status.
Founder and president of the University of the People, Shira Sheff, says Miguel Angel is precisely the kind of student he set out to help.
We have, you know, refugees. We have survivors of the earthquake in Haiti, the genocide in Rwanda. But about a quarter of our U.S. students are undocumented students.
Rashef, an Israeli-born entrepreneur, founded the University of the People 6 years ago after making millions from several for-profit online education ventures in the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East. Now, here's where we need to step back and ask, is this online school a realistic option for students facing so many hardships, poverty, and in the case of undocumented students, deportation? Aren't they more likely to drop out? And what about the quality of the school's online courses and instructors?
Well, now we are accredited, which means that someone checked us and said the quality is there.
After a 3-year review, the Distance Education Accreditation Commission has given the University of the People its stamp of approval. The school is tuition-free, but Rashef says students do pay $100 for every end-of-course exam to help support the school's $1 million budget.
A 4-year bachelor degree will cost $4,000 in total. For those who don't have the money, we offer a variety of scholarships.
About a fourth of the school's 2,500 students don't pay anything, says Rashef. The University of the People's academic credibility, meanwhile, has gotten a huge boost because of its partnerships with New York University, UC Berkeley, Yale, Oxford. Education experts praise the school's surprisingly high retention rate, 75%, and the option it offers, especially to poor students living in difficult circumstances.
And what I like very much about University of the People is that they have been built to precisely serve that purpose.
Jamie Mirasotis is CEO of the Lumina Foundation, which focuses on college access, and the author of America Needs Talent. He says if you look at the undocumented population in the U.S., many are young, talented people.
Well, post-secondary education is the key to integrating them into our society and taking them out of the shadows.
Again, Shai Rashef.
Even if you want to kick them out of the country, they will be much more desired wherever they go. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.
As for Miguel Angel, he's put into practice what he's learning from his online business courses. He's now the manager of the tiny trailer park where he lives. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.